From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Matthew Douglas Simpson, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I got a box full of Tennessee tears, saving up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Well, I remember all the stale beer nights, the clubs, the dives, and the marquee sign. Turned their backs to the past, but in time, found a way to sneak up behind. Big talk and lazy promises. Talk is cheap, that's what my mama said. We're down on our luck, we're too proud to beg. Stubborn as fools, scratching the stain. I got a box full of Tennessee tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Bobby slinging ink down on Broadway for Billy Joe. Zach left town about a year ago. Donnie did some time down in Abilene. Moved to Baton Rouge with a Cajun queen. He's got a box full of Tennessee tears. He saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Talk about those days anymore. Well, I'm just out here trying to walk that line.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Got a box full of Tennessee tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host, here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 526th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Matthew Douglas Simpson. Matthew was with us last season, and we enjoyed both his lively personality and his music. Matt's music reveals the truth behind the facades in society. He's also an ordained minister. Matt is both unafraid to look at himself in the mirror and also able to find the redemptive qualities in common people. We're really pleased to welcome to the Red Barn stage once again our featured artist, Matthew Simpson.
Times with nothing to show for it. I've seen hungry eyes trade dreams for lies to a suit with a pitch and a smile. I watched a daddy's land slip through his hand like grain sifting out of your palm. And can you hear it now?
town will run you down, leave you beaten and barely alive. She'll push your pills and promise thrills and strip you of all of your pride. And can you see it now? Fading now. Can you hear it now? Here come the bluegrass blues. Here come the bluegrass blues. And it's so
this evening with Matthew Douglas Simpson, and Matthew is here with a trio this evening. We're going to have him introduce his bandmates in a little bit. Matthew's from Cynthiana and was actually on Red Barn Radio, I want to say last May. And I really enjoyed your solo show, and it's nice to hear some of the same tunes reworked with band. Tell me about the new record that you have.
We've been working on it. It's taking a little longer than we like. We're paying for it ourselves. We don't have a label or anything, so it takes time, and we want to do it right. So I think there's going to be 14 tracks on it, so there's going to be a lot.
What's taking up so much time? Is it just the logistics, or is it that somebody, not you of course, is a perfectionist?
A little of all of it. You know, working out schedules, trying to find the right guys to play. The hardest part about being a solo act for me is making sure everybody that plays on the record is exactly what I'm hearing in my head. Also letting them have a little bit of freedom to be musicians. So finding the right fits are really important, and that takes some time.
And are your bandmates here tonight joining you working on
yes,
your CD?
Yes, they've all played on the record. So.
Oh, all right. So you're drawing from a number of different players you know from around the region, and very cool.
I like to work with my friends. I like to be very laid back in the studio. I don't like to put a lot of pressure on things. I like organic kind of things that happen in the studio. So
mountains and meadows filled with sweet southern air, back roads and highways, 6 hours speeding gets me there. No, oh, oh. My markers in moonlight and wailings on the radio. Gas station coffee, still got a long way to go. And I'm hoping by sunrise I'll be knocking at your door. No, Virginia, well, I'm coming home. Yeah, Virginia, home to your arms. Cause I'm headed for the state line on them sweet Virginia roads. Dark hair and honest eyes, smile shines like the sun. Well, I've been waiting for the right time. Let you know you're the one. Virginia by sunrise, I've been knocking at your door. No, Virginia, well, I'm coming home. Yeah, to your loving arms. Cause I'm headed for the state line on them sweet Virginia roads. Cause I'm headed for the state line on them sweet Virginia roads.
You started by telling us that you'd grown up in a trailer park, and that's kind of fascinating for us because we all sort of have our notions about that, and certainly the trailer park has borne the brunt of all manner of stereotypes over the years.
And there's certainly some degree of where those stereotypes come from. But for the most part, where I was, the park that I lived in, it was a lot of families that had moved to the area, were still getting jobs, but trying to provide for their families, and this was an affordable way for them to get some traction. And through that, I made a lot of great friends. Some of my best friends to this day were from that time where I was in the trailer park. I always kind of view things very observational. Even when I was young, I started to figure some of those things out, and I guess that's why I write about them now, just seeing what these families were going through. But at the same time, a lot of them were just like me. They had loving families. Everybody had hard times, and sometimes they got in trouble with the law and couldn't help but see that, because when you're in a trailer park, you know everybody's business. That was always interesting. But for the most part, for me, that was a really great time in my life.
Some people say takes a village, but it took a trailer park to raise me right. A clothesline swinging in the backyard, hide and go seek behind a propane tank, skinned up knees and grass stains on my jeans. Climb a tree to the tippy top, sipping ale, every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard, bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. The fog got truck and the General Lee. A few hot wheels was all we needed. Cops and robbers and drinking from the hose. Buckeye fights and dirt clawed wars. Breaking green beans on a good friend's porch. We'll have a catch when Dad gets home from work. I'll climb a tree to the tippy top. Sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard. Bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Okay. Sipping L.A. every last drop. Oh, maybe one day we'll buy ourselves a double wide. Football in the neighbor's yard. Bicycle tires with baseball cards. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off. Tomorrow we'll start right where we left off.
Because we were dealing with families primarily, you know, they tried to spruce things up and made it look nice, but you also had some people that were dealing drugs out of their trailer and didn't really care about the upkeep to their yard and things like that. I got a really good education on people there. When you're an observational person, you get to see all kinds. The one thing that I learned is so many of these people that I thought weren't going to make it, that had no hope, wound up being some of the most successful people. They got through their struggles. They found some form of hope to grab onto and then managed to turn everything around. I hope that maybe that some of the goodness that was going on inside that trailer park helped them do that. So.
Folks who listen to Red Barn Radio from other states always listen with great interest to the stories that we tell about miners and the mining life and the plight of the miner. I don't know that we've really spent very much time on the program talking about tobacco.
Well, for one, it is really hard work. I wish I could say that I enjoyed all of it, but it was a lot of rough days. And if you didn't do it with a couple really good buddies, it was a lot of work.
And what time of the year is field tobacco work being done?
July, August is when you're doing the hardest labor parts. When I talk about the dog day heat, you're cutting tobacco, it's unbearable, you know. You don't want to eat, it's so hot, you just want to get through it so you can go home. You have a tobacco knife. And they're really sharp. I originally started working in tobacco and learning how to do these things from my grandfather in Pendleton County. You basically grab a tobacco stalk and you cut it at the bottom and then you spear it. So you've got to walk down this row and cut it, spear it, and you just keep going and do as many sticks as you can possibly do in a day because you're getting paid by the stick. So you want to be able to cut quick because you might not make anything. And if you're not faster than you should be, then you're probably not going to have a job tomorrow. And word gets out in a small town that you aren't able to keep up, and then you suddenly find yourself not able to work. When you're a kid, you're just trying to go 100 miles an hour to prove yourself to all the adults.
Is there a special kind of
machete?
It's
like a wood handle with a little square-shaped tip on it. It's not as big as a machete, but it's really sharp on the end. When I was learning, I was walking along with my grandfather, and he had hired some guys, and they were cutting along next to us because everybody's going down a row. The guy you know, he cut his tobacco, and then when he went to spear, his knife flew out of his hand and stuck right in my grandfather's boot. He could have lost a toe, and we weren't wearing steel toes. We were wearing whatever was cheapest that we could get destroyed in a couple months is basically what we were wearing. So he was lucky he didn't lose a toe. It did nick him. So instead of him stopping work, he just pulled his boot off. He pulled out a salt packet and a sewing kit and fixed it up, and we went back to work.
Dropping them sticks in the dog day heat. Cynthiana's best rolled up in my sleeve. Too behind to quit, too hot to eat. Have another beer in the high boy seat. Been 3 weeks since we chopped them spikes. Pinched off the suckers and sharpened our knives. Cutting down the dust till these hands are brown. 10 cents to stop to lay that burly down. And we break our backs that we love, and we work too hard, live too fast, burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm found, in that tobacco town, in that tobacco town. Shag's all cured. 4 tiers high, 20 stick wide. Strip off the stalks, reds, tips, and flines. This old haggard cassette still works just fine. When we break our backs for that we love, and we work too hard, live too fast, burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm found. Yeah, we work too hard, live too fast, burn through the summer like a shot from a glass. 13 months a year, that's where summer like a shot through a glass. 13 months a year, that's where I'm found. Yeah, we work too hard, live too fast, burn through the summers like a shot from a glass. When I die, they'll lay me in the ground in that tobacco town. In that tobacco town.
We did it.
Tell folks how it is that you happened to begin playing and how music played out in your home growing up. Your dad passed away when you were...
When I was nine.
When you were nine, okay. Yeah.
But he was a big part of my music. He played bass. Him and my uncle would play together when we'd do family reunions and whatnot. So they would get together and play a lot of Eagles tunes and Creedence Clearwater Revival stuff. So when I was a little kid, I was always around that element. And then my mom, she loved to sing and she could play the organ a little bit. We had one of those little student organs in the hallway in our trailer. And so I remember some days my mom would be sitting there trying to hash out some old hymn on the organ and try to sing along with it. And I was kind of surrounded by it my whole life. And then after Dad died, he kind of left his bass behind, and he had an old acoustic that I used to try to play, and it would never stay in tune, so it just frustrated me more than anything. But all the elements were there. And then one day, I always loved to sing, and I was in choir and stuff in school, and I got close to my senior year, and I was like, you know, I really love to sing. It's pretty hard to sing without playing an instrument, too. So I picked up the guitar, and here we are.
My daddy was a simple man, like a camel's in a pocket t-shirt. Unless he's trying to quit, then it's Wrigley's instead. I grew up just watching him work. How he treated people, man, he saw their worth. You never paid up front, now a handshake be just fine. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, a left arm tan, the mechanic's grip. He had Pontiac muscle and Cadillac class. Worked too hard, drove too fast. He always had time to sing bass in the Good News Quartet. Gasoline in his veins, English leather on his skin, a left arm tan, the mechanic's grip. He passed back in 94, oil on his hands and a worn out heart. To me, he'd always be the king of Haviland Lane. Gasoline in his veins.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Matthew Simpson. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Matthew Simpson after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.